On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you very confidently.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Friends helped me out, John Shanahan doing the opening announcements, he's the voice, and Jason Shaw doing the theme music, he's the music. I'm Ron Van Dam, I'm just hanging out. I'm hanging out, so to speak, in the hanging out kind of way. How you doing? Good to be with you on this fine day here today. On whatever day this is that you're listening to it, in whatever year it is, on whatever planet you may live on. Hey, I'd like to welcome Neptune to our fine family of planet listeners. Neptune, good to see you, good to be with you. Hey, who's from Neptune? Raise your hand. Hey, look at all of you. Yeah, huh? Neptune, man. Yeah. Neptune. Don't hear a lot about Neptune. Hear a lot about iTunes, but not a lot about Neptunes. No one just in conversation says, yeah, I was walking down the street and, hey, how about that Neptune, huh? How about that crazy planet Neptune? Nobody talks about it ever, you know? And don't send probes to Neptune. No one wants to probe Neptune. Kind of feel bad for Neptune. Doesn't get probed a lot or ever. You know, no one says, well, I hope someday we can colonize Neptune. I mean, just nothing. There's nothing going on. There's no drinks named after it. There's no, no one wants to put a flag in it. If you don't want to, someone doesn't want to plant a flag in you, you're kind of useless. Yeah, just not, no, see a lot of commercials on television for Neptune, you know? No, you don't see a lot of vacation spots. Enjoy the fine beaches on Neptune. You don't hear it. It does sound like something that, you know, maybe you take all your songs and download them into Neptune and you can listen to Neptunes in your car. You don't hear that. They don't talk about Neptune like that. Talk about the sun. That's our source of energy, our source of life. You look into it, you go blind, gives you eclipses, things like that. Yeah, Neptune's got nothing going. I mean, I don't even know what it looks like. If I were walking down the street and Neptune was on the other side of the street walking the other way, I wouldn't look twice. I don't know what it looks like. I have no idea. If Neptune was in a lineup at a police station and I had to identify Neptune, I'd confuse it immediately with Pluto or maybe even Goofy. I mean, I don't know. I told Neptune is out there. When I look out into the night sky, I don't see Neptune. I don't see it. I just can't see it. You know, there's no adjectives that go with that planet. I'm in a Neptune-y state of mind. I don't know what that means. So I feel bad for it. When there's aliens coming to the Earth, you know, they don't, I am from Neptune. No one's from Neptune. I don't even have any relatives in Neptune, much less having known somebody from Neptune. You know, you go to a cocktail mixer or something, hey, how you doing, man? Where are you from? I'm from Neptune. You don't hear it. You just don't hear it. No one's got Neptune on their t-shirt. No one says Neptune rocks. No one refers to Neptune at all. You know, no one slips it into conversation. Hey, how you doing? Oh, great. I got a little back problem and I'm not feeling too... Neptune. You don't do that. Kids, you know, playing in the pool, they don't go, Marco, Neptune. They don't do that. I'm feeling bad for Neptune. There's no songs about it. Fly me to the Neptune. Hey, baby, give me that little sign like a Neptune. Nothing at all. There's no books with a title in it. I Belong to Neptune by Roger Shaw. Nothing like that. It's not a sexy thing. Hey, baby, what you doing? It's not, you know, it's like not 50 Shades of Neptune. You know, it doesn't work like that. Nobody considers Neptune to be sexy. Hey, would you like to go to Neptune? Hey, baby. I saw that little bead of sweat roll down your cheek and it fancifully danced on your chin and made a direct dive into your cleavage. It was then I said to myself, man, this chick is crazy like Neptune.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But I hung up my boxing gloves recently and put on my chef's hat to open my brand new restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Headshots serve some of the best Italian crayons.
That's cuisine.
Italian cuisine in the area. You come in and I'll give you a meal that'll knock you out. Ah, crayons.
That one says meatballs, Bobby.
Meatballs are the best you've ever tasted. Come in for my 1-2 punch pasta and daily lunch specials. Every day, daily lunch specials are every day.
We're all good on that one, Bobby. Let's keep going.
All right. So listen, come into...
It's called Headshots, Bobby. Headshots.
Headshots, thank you. Headshots, and ask for me. What the hell is my name?
Headshots is located downtown at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner if Bobby remembers the keys and where the restaurant is.
You know what confuses me about the planets is when I was growing up, there were 9 planets in the solar system, I believe, if I recall. And then by the time I got older, they said, you know, all that shit we told you about the planets, not so much. A couple of those suckers are just balls of gas, and they weren't planets. Why were you telling me they were planets? We thought they were planets, but they weren't planets. They're just... like the Christmas ornaments. Christmas ornaments? Yeah, that's all they were. They're just Christmas ornaments. We thought they were planets. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And you know, when we told you that you should have a couple of glasses of wine a day because it's good for your heart? Yeah, that's fantastic, man. I've been having wine every day of my life. Yeah, I know. It causes cancer now. We figured out it's not good for you. We thought it was good for you, but it's not. And you're gonna die early because what it does is it eats away at your liver. And hey, my bad. Sorry about that. Research said the wine was good for you, but It's turned like billions of people into alcoholics, and we really apologize for that. So, like, sorry. So apologize for the planets. Not, you know, some of them just are balls of gas. I apologize for destroying your body by suggesting that you have wine every day. While I'm at it, I also want to apologize for a couple of other things that we thought were good. You know, those cigarettes that we actually gave out to the troops and all that kind of stuff, saying that cigarettes relax you and make you feel good. Come to find out that they cause cancer, and a lot of people die, and my bad. So apologize for that, really, seriously. Feel bad about it. Don't feel great about myself right now, but that cigarette idea, not so much. So kind of too late at this time as well. Stop doing it, but at the same time, probably not the best idea to suggest it to everybody. So kind of sorry about that, and apologize profusely. I really do. That thing about wearing white pants, don't wear white pants after Labor Day. Kind of got to apologize for that too. You should never wear white pants, because as soon as you sit down on a dirty bench or on a chair or something, your pants are going to get discolored and get dirty and scratch your crotch. You know, who knows what's going to get all over the white pants. And, you know, it's just a horrible idea. I don't know why we made them in white. Got to apologize for that too. Sorry.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today?
Well, not white pants, I'll tell you that right now. Although you could. I do this thing called love, from the New England area, from the area south of Boston, Massachusetts, where the Pilgrims landed, and they said, "Oh my God, what did I do? What did I do here?" Yeah, Pilgrims landed here at a Plymouth Rock, which no longer exists or resists. Apparently, the people have been chipping away at Plymouth Rock as a souvenir, have a piece of the rock, and now there's hardly anything there, so now it's guarded and stuff, and then it's in a cage, and it's absolutely stupid because, you know the story about this. Christopher Columbus actually landed in Provincetown first, got off the boat, saw all the guys walking around holding hands, and they said, "Woo, back on the boat, everybody." And then they went a little bit further, and they said, "Okay, this is cool, Plymouth, I guess." It's a long story, and I don't have time to go into it. Wait till Thanksgiving. Other than that, it's not the point. I'm just saying. Forget the white pants. Anyway, it's supposed to be like over 60 degrees today. Could hit near 70 degrees. Hasn't been 70 degrees in the New England area since 1927. It's been a long time. And I have a feeling I'm going to see people running around in shorts today and T-shirts with the center cut out. I don't know why. It's going to be a freaky day. And it's just wonderful. And that's what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today?
What are you wearing? Come on, everybody, wearing. Come on, sing.
What are you wearing today? Today?
God, I can't stand it when you don't sing, when there's a perfectly beautiful song like "What Are You Wearing," which is the alma mater of perverts that live across the street from grade schools.
You're listening to Ron Van Dam on Metro South Podcasting. Oi, he's such a mensch. I mean, a nice mensch, don't get me wrong, but still, really, a mensch.
gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style.
The forecast today for Neptune is a beautiful, sunny, gaseous day.
Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin.
Which is the same forecast for me. I'm going to have a gaseous day as well. I have a feeling.
And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing.
You know, it's sad. Every once in a while, I'll watch what they call retro TV, the Andy Griffith Show, Leave It to Beaver, shows like that from the 60s. Welcome Back, Cotter. You're Not So Welcome Anymore, Cotter. Things like that. And when I watch the shows, because my mind works in strange and mysterious ways, I'm looking at the shows and I'm saying, hey, I'm watching a show where everybody on it is dead. And it's sad. I watch I Love Lucy. Do you remember that show? Do some of you watch that show? Some of you weren't alive, but you still watch the reruns. They're all dead. Every single one of them, they're all dead. The Andy Griffith Show, Andy of Mayberry, that kind of thing. I love that show because it taught morals and it was just so good and clean. And sometimes I shed a little tear when I watch that little half-hour show. I'll shed a tear. It actually moves me. Everybody but Ron Howard is dead. It's just sad. I don't know. I don't know why I think of things like that and why I keep bringing up Neptune when it's of no consequence to anybody whatsoever. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm not going to do anything. That's what I'm not going to do. I went to Shaw's Supermarkets yesterday. I don't know where you live. And to be honest with you, I don't care. And I'm not the kind of guy that wants to know where you live. Believe me, because I ain't coming by your house. I ain't spending time with you. So I'm perfectly safe in that sense. I ain't going to bother you at all. I will never call you. I'll never contact you. That can be sure. Hey, Ron, do you want to be my friend? Sure, why? Because you like me? No, because I'm pretty sure you'll never contact me. And I like it that way. I like people that just stay out of my life, just leave me alone. And Ron, I think you're a pretty safe bet as far as that's concerned. Well, you're absolutely right. I shall never contact you. I'll never call you. I'll never write to you. If I bump into you in the street, I will smile and say, hey, here's my good friend. Other than that, we don't know each other exists. And I think that's a perfect relationship. Space. Give each other space, like tons of space, like the distance between me and Neptune. So I like that. I kind of like that. So I was going to the hell's wrong with me? So I was going to, before I tell you, I'll tell you, this is a funny story.
And now it's time for one of Ron's funny stories. You could practically hear the quotes around funny, couldn't you?
So I went to Shaw's Supermarket. It's a supermarket in the New England area. And some guy named Shaw, I guess that's the last name of the people. I don't think you just make up a name called Shaw and say that sounds like a good name for supermarkets. Probably somebody's last name, I would assume, like Van Damme's. You know, makes sense to me. So anyway, I'm going to the supermarket. And I fill my cart up. It's filled with stuff. Good stuff to eat and things like that. And I go to the checkout lane, and there's no checkout lane. There's like five people deep, and I think they've run out of employees. I think their employees are just non-existent. And there usually are enough. I like Shaw's. It's a fine place. But so I see that the self-checkout lane is open. That's like a salad bar. Like, we can't hire enough people, so you just do it yourself, man. I can't be bothered with you. And when you're finished checking yourself out, if you could just come back in the store and start stocking the shelves, we'd appreciate that. It's called Stock Yourself. So I go to the checkout lane, and I start scanning stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's kind of fun. Then I get to the bananas, and there's no sticker on the banana, so I don't know what the code is. So they have the quick look up, and I type in bananas, and it's got big bananas, little bananas, bananas that have feet, bananas that aren't yellow anymore, bananas that have some spots on them, bananas that fell on the ground, bananas that don't have a home, homeless bananas, and I don't know what code to use. So I start punching in what I think is the cheapest stuff, you know, which is kind of bananas, you know, bananas, something really cheaper than bananas. You can get them like for 39 cents a pound. And what else can you get for 39 cents a pound except for a prostitute? I mean, actually, that'd be pretty expensive. So I scan and I'm scanning and I'm scanning and I'm thinking, you know what, you know, I'm doing the self-checkout. I might as well just work here. So I went in the back and I got one of those Shaw's aprons and things that makes me look like an employee, and I put it around my head and I walked out with the stuff without paying for it. And one of the Shaw's employees turned around and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing leaving with all this stuff? You didn't pay for it. You don't have a receipt." And I said, "My name is Ron Shaw. I own the place, so shut up." And that story is absolutely not true. There's nothing true about that story whatsoever. There is a supermarket named Shaw's. Other than that, pretty much nothing at all. And I apologize. I feel like Brian Williams right now.
And that was another funny story from Ron. Wait, that was supposed to be funny? Wow.
I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran.
Yeah, Brian, that didn't work out too well. Brian Williams' apology on NBC, telling everybody that he fucking lied. And the honesty is good. I went to bed with your sister and had sex with her about 73,000 times. I have 17 children with her. Gotta admit to you, I lied, and I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just it's a little much, Brian, to be honest with you. Brian Williams, you know, someday he's going to, if he ever gets back on air, he'll say, you know, "I'm not really a newscaster. I'm sorry. I've made that up for many, many years. I wasn't in a helicopter. I don't know what a helicopter is. My name isn't Brian Williams. It's Joe Schmuck. And sorry about that. NBC doesn't even know. Yeah, I'm not really Brian Williams." It's going to happen. I guarantee you. I wouldn't bet on it, but I guarantee you nonetheless that that's going to happen because I know everything about that. Oh, man.
Here's to who you are to me. No wishing well could ever bring you. Celebrate my smile. You color my depressive mood from sky. Take me home to your secret. Take me home to your wild sanctuary. I don't want to hold up because you're sticky. You're sticky sweet on me. I don't want to hold up because I'm inspired by your offbeat dreams. You make me never forget.
You know, I don't know what IBS-C is. Apparently, it's a gastrointestinal disease. And I spoke to Dr. Susan Lusick yesterday, a fine, fine, fine woman. I don't know her. She's a doctor, man. And, man, you got to respect the doctors. You got to sit down and you got to worship these people because they know more about something than you do. Same way you feel about plumbers, man. If you can fix a pipe and I can't, you're wonderful. You're amazing. You're a plumbing god. Try to get a hold of a plumber to fix a leak, man. It's like, yeah, I'm a plumber, but I don't give a crap. You know, I can make money anytime I want. I don't have to go to your house just because you call me. You understand what I'm saying? IBSC, I didn't know what it was. I found out, well, it's something pretty significant. And this happened yesterday. Let's raise her here for a minute. Dr. Susan Lusak joins us now. She's a board-certified gastroenterologist, and thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Ron.
I pronounced what you do all wrong, gastroenterologist. That's a long one. You must have a big business card. No, okay.
It's not so big. Regular size.
Okay, fine. Now, we're talking about IBSC. What does that stand for?
Irritable bowel syndrome is the most common gastrointestinal disorder in the United States. Mm-hmm. And irritable bowel syndrome with constipation is one of the three subtypes.
Okay.
So it's a condition where patients experience abdominal pain or discomfort and constipation.
Okay. And is this a fairly common thing that sometimes goes away, sometimes doesn't? Or is it an indication?
It is a common disorder. As many as 13 million adults in the United States suffer with irritable bowel syndrome with constipation.
Right.
And what is important to really know about it is that this is a condition that keeps on coming back.
Okay.
We can all experience occasional constipation and occasional abdominal discomfort or pain. But when the symptoms keep on coming back, or when they impact on the quality of life significantly, then it is the condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation. And it's important to talk about it to your doctor and to get proper help.
Now, is this caused by excessive gas in the abdomen?
No, this is a condition where the gut is hypersensitive, and it also does not function properly. That is, some patients develop constipation, others have diarrhea, and others kind of go in between the two.
Okay.
So this is a condition where the gut is much more sensitive and much more reactive. Mm-hmm. And we don't know exactly why that is the case. But with regard to IBSC, they just experience pain and constipation.
Okay. I'm assuming.
But it can be pretty disabling. It can be pretty uncomfortable condition.
Oh, pretty uncomfortable. It sounds like it's like totally uncomfortable. It sounds like it's easily diagnosed because when you have it, it's like, yeah, it's right there. So is it easily treated accordingly?
Well, this is a condition where there is no cure, so we manage it, but it can be managed. Initially, we put patients on a proper diet.
Uh-huh.
They may want to supplement their diet with fiber. They need to drink plenty of fluid and exercise. And if these measures do not improve the symptoms, then we may want to consider a medication such as Alinzess, which is a medication that has been approved for treatment of IBS-C in adults in the United States. And this is a medication that treats both the abdominal pain and constipation associated with IBS-C. As with all medications, side effects can occur. The most common side effect is diarrhea. And in my practice, when I treat my patients with IBS-C, and oftentimes, just by the way, many of my patients have suffered for many years with their symptoms before they came to see me. So when I start to treat them with Linzess, their symptoms, both constipation and abdominal pain, are improved. And I think it's important for your listeners to know that if they suffer with these symptoms chronically, that they should speak to their doctor and get help.
And what would you categorize as chronically? Would it be almost every day, once a month?
Usually it's several times a week. One of internet-based surveys has shown that patients who have IBS-C experience symptoms one every 3 days, and yet only about half of them sought help from a doctor. Mm. So it's frequent. It's several times a week. It's frequent cramping, frequent abdominal pain and abdominal discomfort and constipation that they experience, and it, these symptoms occur no matter what they eat or don't eat, and no matter what they do.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Does it occur in one age group more than another?
This is a disorder where the onset is usually in younger age. It's the onset is usually between the ages of 20 and 40, mm-hmm. and it's a more common disorder in women than in men. The ratio is 3-1.
Wow. Okay. Are some people embarrassed by this condition and don't bring it up to their physicians?
Absolutely, because it's not comfortable for us to speak about abdominal pain and constipation just socially. Mm. And oftentimes people think that they have their symptoms because they ate something or they are under stress. Mm. But when these symptoms occur frequently, as I mentioned, several times a week, then it's important to really bring it to the attention of their doctor and get proper treatment.
And how do we get more information about this? Because I guess with the internet, people can search out their questions as opposed to talking to people about it, which they may be embarrassed about. So where can you go to find out more?
Yes, absolutely. For more information, your listeners can go to YouTube and search for About IBS-C NCIC.
Okay, IBS-C. Thank you so much for making us aware of that and that it's common and can be handled if treatment is sought.
Great. Thank you very much, Ron, for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now that he is finally free of the constraints of terrestrial radio and into the anything-goes atmosphere of the podcasting world, we can finally say that Ron Van Dam is one badass motherfucker. What was that? Okay, that's the way it's going to be? Great. Fuck you. You're listening to the fucking Ron Van Dam Show on Metro Self Podcasting. I didn't even say anything that time.
You know what's unfortunate is Angelina Jolie doesn't know marketing real well. I'm not talking about shopping. She's having her ovaries removed, or she's had them removed. I'm not too clear the location of her ovaries right now. There's not any GPS on her ovaries. I don't know where they are. But assuming she's had them removed already, you know, she's having her ovaries removed because her mother died of ovarian cancer. I thought her mother died of breast cancer. That's why she had her breasts removed. But apparently it was ovarian cancer or both, or I don't know. I mean, I'm confused. But what do I care? I'm not Angelina Jolie. And what do I, you know, it's not my business. That's rather personal. I'll tell you something. If I had my ovaries removed, which, by the way, is not likely to happen for many reasons, on so many levels, I don't think I go broadcasting it. I don't say, hey, I'm Ron Van Dam, I just had my nuts taken out. I mean, anyway, she does that. If you're going to, and I think she's making a point saying, women, if you want to remove your ovaries, go for it. I mean, don't do them yourself, my God. Don't remove your own ovaries. No, don't. No matter how much you've had to drink. have somebody else do it. A close friend, whatever, but I don't know. Maybe get an ovary transplant. I'm not sure how that works, really, to be honest with you. Anyway, the ovaries are actually out. They've come out of her closet. Here's my point. I hope they didn't throw her ovaries out. Of course, it might have been trash recycle day, and ovaries, I believe, are recyclable. I'm not sure. I think they are. Anyway, God, I hope the surgeon didn't throw her ovaries away, because what you do is, they're Angelina Jolie's ovaries, man. I mean, they're worth something, aren't they? If they can put, the Archie Bunker rocking chair in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., I imagine Madame Trousseau's wax museum would probably take Angelina Jolie's ovaries. I mean, hell, I'll buy them, you know? I'll give you $10 for her ovaries. Maybe on Pawn Stars, that ridiculous show, maybe someone will walk into the shop with Angelina Jolie's ovaries and say, what are these worth to you? I don't know. How do you put a price on somebody's ovaries? Seriously, I mean, how do you value that thing? I guess you first have to find out, are they really Angelina Jolie's ovaries, or are they somebody else's ovaries wearing an Angelina Jolie disguise? You know what I'm saying? Is there a letter of is there a letter that says that they're really the ovaries? Hey, if you can't say the word, then just use another phrase. That's all you do. Makes you sound smarter than you actually are, even though you can't pronounce that stupid word. She could probably get like $10 million for her ovaries in a jar. Or put her ovaries inside of a clipper ship inside a bottle, huh? Ovaries in a ship in a bottle. Wow, that's got to be like multi-million dollar stuff going on there. Or maybe some millionaire would say, I'm really kind of sick of having caviar. I don't want to have any more fish eggs, so I shall eat ovaries now. That would be disgusting, and I don't even know why I'm talking about this, by the way. It's just so bizarre to me that a human being would broadcast the entire world that I've removed my ovaries. It's so Kardashian. I'm sorry, but, like, what does this have to do with me? Are you giving me a message that it's okay to remove your ovaries if you need to? If you think that that's going to be a medical problem, start removing stuff? I don't know. I mean, how does that work? You know, I have a cold. I'm sneezing and there's mucus in my nose. I'm going to have my nose removed, because if I keep my nose, I'm going to continue to have this mucus and this horrible allergy and this runny nose. And I might as well just take my nose off and put it in a jar or something. I mean, have my nose removed. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be done, Angelina? You think Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie at home ever have a fight? You think they curse at each other and they don't talk to each other and they go to bed angry? Can you imagine Brad like lying in the bed at night and Angelina's lying there and they're not talking, and Brad turns to her and says, why'd you have to have your ovaries removed? And she says, what's it to you? They're my ovaries. Honey, you're married to me. One of those ovaries is mine. Oh, yeah. How many ovaries do you think I have? You? You probably adopt ovaries. Wow, Brad. I can't believe you're talking to me like that. And by the way, Brad, will you please pick a hairstyle and stick with it for a little while? Oh, Angelina. How dare you talk to me like that, you thick-lipped little bitch. Oh, I can't believe you call me thick-lipped. Oh, I think they have some tremendous fights. I really, really do. But of course, you can't let the kids hear it. Angelina, we shouldn't be arguing like this. Our 50 kids are just down the hall. You're right. You're right, Brad. You're right, Brad. Oh, Brad. Brad. You're right, Brad. Oh, Brad. Hello, Brad. Brad. What a weird name.
Brad.
It's just so, so definitive. Brad.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah, well, it's time. It's time. It's time to say goodbye. I'll be back with you during the next, well, the next weekday that comes up, you'll find me here with a new show. Until then, I wish you peace.
Brad. Hey, Brad. Brad.
Angelina.
Brad.
Angelina.
Brad.
Have a wonderful day, because I really care about you.
Whatever.